Winter landscape with a bird trap. After Bruegel. Not all the birds think the kernels above the stick prop board are the gift of heaven. Some spy and dawdle on the barren twigs the season has knitted. Like melted cages, the branches cannot hold, yet the ambition is there. As in the ice that so wants to burst into warmth and drown the paunchy mother with her rapt child, the skaters swinging sticks, the ambling villagers, all caught in the hungers, minutes and pennies. And the bundling snow too wants its kill, to take these talky mammals down like the thin wolf or the late-born fawn. All the forces of the wild will not shear the species that hides in skins and houses. Indeed, they've burnt down nature's clock and storage and war on borrowed soil. By mine and net, they balance the world into purpose. And now a clever one props a board up, drops corn and waits for the birds to lose the fear that brought them through the sun-green talon and claw. To fall now under blight's sagacious shadow, in this parody of shelter, this house the kind master must have built just for them, the artless few who stayed the acrid season. Was it wrong to hope for dropped petals of food and a slice of roof to warm the ground? And wrong to take the string that arcs in the bitten gusts for the summer rope a blur of children jump through? Who but the safe dark starling, staring at the loose finches and sparrows cradling into the trap, could damn their needs? Did he not scoff at the scarecrow to crown his beak with corn when all the harvester could do was hope he'd had his fill? Starling's kin holds the string, the brother featherless wing that shuts the trap. The grim window is nature, too.